49 strip stuffing.
Now, what is magu? That means that all kinds of pshat in different difference. All the pshat mean about the same thing. Whether it means, as the oak says, a hanger, you know, like we call a hanger, or it means like a step, a pole on which you hang up things. So it doesn't make any difference. So you know, if someone is shimrami, so he's not allowed to spread it out on the bed that he found on the bed or on the hanger, ritzeichei, for his own benefit. He's not allowed. Why? Because if he does it for his own benefit, he becomes a shino shimrami das. If someone is mishtamish in another with another scheifet without the shoe, so is the shino shimrami das, so is the das. Abo sheitcho mitzeichei. But if it's necessary to spread it out for the benefit of the beggar itself, so then it's all right, and it's a mitzvah to do it. Al kabi mito, al kabi ma. Nizgamnu reiche. Suppose he has guests, and then if, let's say, it will spread out on the hanger of beautiful garments, so then he'll be honored by the guests. The guests will think that he's an excellent person, each person. So you'll benefit from it. So Luishtechenu lo yalgav mito lo yalgav imani. Veyu itzei yecho, veyu itzei yecho. So in other words, even though it is necessary for the benefit of the bina itself, but since he will benefit from it too, so it's also. So it's a kashi. So it's a kashi against Abaye. Abaye says that according to the Yehuda, so lo yefsher, even komechaben is muta. And here we say that it's also. So Rashi says, nizdamu reichim al ma'avah gavu itzeichu, in other words, to prevent certain insects, moth, let's say, from consuming the beggar, am ha'avah gavu itzeichu, v'haino reichim, hoiru mischabim, mischabim, v'shal chaveirei, v'eichim, choshim v'yezim v'os. So he becomes a shir shonidas. Kitzikashe, against Abaye, I will help you. In other words, because this has to accord with everybody. It has to accord with Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. So the more he gives it to it, Shano Hoso, the corollary. That over there, the reason is why it's so there, because since they are all king, so there'll be a nine hore, or there might be a possibility that one of the Olchim, so might steal it, so mainly because, the Pshat is not that it's Osea, only because of a Shoshi. Maybe somebody will steal it. In other words, as long as there is a possibility that it might be stolen, so even though ultimately it's not stolen, so he's even an Isel, the Resmadai, in spreading it out in the presence of the Omer. But not because of the Kabbalah. So it appears from this Gemara two things we see from this Gemara, that the Halacha of Dovah Shirim is Chavei, applies to Nisa Gezel. We could say, that it doesn't apply to Nisa Gezel. So we see that in regard to Nisa Gezel, the Halacha of Dovah Shirim is Chavei also applies. And we saw, last time, from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, certainly according to Tesis Shat, the way Kedushi Aran in Sanhedrin mentions Tesis, that the Aloha of Noah Shem Yisraveli applies to the Issa Chavore. So from this Gemara we see that the Aloha of Noah Shem Yisraveli applies to the Issa Gezel as well. It applies to the Issa Gezel as well. In other words, even though Sheil Shul Midas is Gazle, but if he's even Yisraveli in Sheil Shul Midas, so we may it's good. And according to Abaya, look at Rabbi Yudin, that Loyev shall become Mishabi in his Muter. And what's the Pshat? Loyev shall become Mishabi in his Muter. According to Abaya, look at Rabbi Yudin. Because according to Abaya, look at Rabbi Yudin, that's in Mishabi. If it's Loyev shall, in other words, if he's going to do this ectanim, and he just injects an extra motive, so it's coincidental, it's considered in Mishabi. In Mishabi. So, and Gemara says that it should be Muter here. Even though it's a question of Gezel or Shem Shumedas, all right. So that's not difficult at all. I mean, because the Aloha of Shem Mishavim applies to all Yisurim Shabbat Yehoi, even Yisurim of Rema Chavirei. There is only one exception. I mean, that according to all Hashem, and that is the Yisra Ritzicha. The Aloha of Shem Mishavim, Misasei, does not apply to Ritzicha. The Ram says that. And the Rai is the Parsha of Yah. There is also a Ritzeach who comes into the forest to chop wood, and then a piece of wood falls upon someone and kills him, so he has to heal Lo Remikwa. So he's certainly Misasek and Mischavim. And according to Teitz Veshite, so the Aloha of Mischavim doesn't apply to Yisur Emisek, only to Yisur Lav. But Yisur Elam, it applies to all Yisur Elam, even Yisur Elam of Lod Mechavere. The Aloch HaDorah Shem Yishabe applies. Now, so from this Gemara, it appears that whether one is allowed, whether Yishem Rabbeinu is allowed to spread out a garment, Ritzei Cheo, is told in the Machlekes, Abaye, and Rove are limited of you. So maybe it follows that are limited of Shimed. So certainly Yosef. Certainly Yosef. And we pass much of Shimed. So why did Gemara raise that question? Because this has to accord with all the law. So that's why Gemara has that cash. But from this Gemara it appears that whether a Shem Rabbeinu is allowed to spread out the garment, let's say, in Tzolcho, he's totally machlekes, Abayim, and Rove, Alibin, Rabbi Yudeh, and the Korin, Rabbi Shimon, it's certainly Yosef. But this seems to be in conflict with the Gemara in Bom Metzik. Now, the Mishneh in Nevo Mitzies, the Aftotes on the Bay says, Motzah Svorim, Kevin Beim Echol Yishrei Shinye. Because it will be misafish, the Sefer, if he doesn't use the Sefer. If he doesn't use the Sefer. We may be able to trace the Gelo. So it's necessary for the Sefer that he should read from it. I will lo yilmid b'hem b'tchil v'lo yikro, in other words, someone to read from it the first time, so that is awesome, because if you have to read the Sefer for the first time, then you spend a lot of time. If you spend a lot of time, then you might ruin it. But if it's not the first time you read that Sefer, so then you don't have to spend a lot of time in it. So there is no possibility, it's not likely that you will ruin the Sefer. But another person, two should read at a time, not that now. Because when two read from one Sefer, so one pulls in one direction, the other one pulls in another direction, and the result is that it will be torn. So in the middle way, that is awesome. Motzok suits, if he finds a garment, minar ro'echot b'shvei shini. So again, for the benefit of the garment, he has to be minayah the garment once in 30 days. V'sheichto v'sheichto v'tzeicho avoloi mechvei klei kesev v'klei necheshes mishtamish ben v'tzor. Alright. vergessen wir keine Sache. Der wisst ihr nicht. Da flammet um da leben. The first line, Shem Tchol Yitzeyecho Avaloi Mechleide, Yiboyo, Yitzeyecheyu, Yitzeyecho Mar. All of a sudden, the Gemara raises a question, Shem Rabbeide, is he allowed to be Shiteach? The Beged, Yitzeyecheyu, Yitzeyecho, what's that other question? It's stoked in the Machlekes Abayim of Alib Ramiut, and Alib Ramshime, so even Abayim's made it, that it's awesome. That it's awesome. And we pass like Rav Shimon. So what kind of a question does Gemara raise? What kind of a question does Gemara raise? Iboyo, litzeyechei, litzeycho mai. So toshu, sheitcho litzeycho, litzeycho ei, ho litzeyechei, litzeycho loi, ei meseyife, avloi mechvedei, mechvedei Yehuda loi, ho litzeycho, litzeychei shakadom, el mor lekele mishu. Toshu, lo yishnechenu, lo yalgabi mito, lo yalgabi magut, litzeyechei, אבל נשתכן לו גם במיתו, גם במאגות לצלחו. נזדם לו יחים, לא ישתכן לו, לא ילגה במיתו, ולא ילגה במאגות. בין לצלחי, בין לצלחו. So it's a raya, it's a raya that לצלחי and לצלחו, it's awesome. So the more it tries to be patient at a raya. So the more it is the same kind of terence as here. שערהוסו, דמיק לקורלה, אם משום מעינה, אם משום גם. So the question is, here from the Gemara in Pesachim it appears that this is stolen the shayin of Epsher, Loi Epsher, become a chav. And Loi Epsher become a chav, so according to Rav Shimon, everybody agrees that it's awesome. So the shayin is only a little reviewed. So it's a machlek, it's a bayin, so why does the Gemara, here ask a bayin? And the Gemara tries to be patient. The Gemara tries to be patient here from this price of which the Chedul and Amitul Gabi Magut, and the Gemara is the Yechadet. We keep the same terrace that the Gemara is here. But it doesn't seem that this is stolen the Shaila from the Gemara and Gomotzie. It doesn't appear that it's stolen the Shaila of Epsher, Loi Epsher, Mikamachal. Because if it had been told, in the shaila of loy efsher become a chavu, so when Gemara raised that bayit yiboyu mitzichu litzol chomai, so Gemara should say that alivu de Rav Shimon kol alma lekvide de osea alivu de Rav Yude machlike sabayit mirem virobe. Gemara doesn't say it here. And then the Rach here when Mitzir HaFlamet says since the Gemara was not patient, Abaye, so it's Abaye who leaves it. So it's the Chumre, so it's not allowed to be patient. Litzeyecho, litzeyecho. So only because of Sofi, so it's not allowed. But we pass like Rav Shimon, so it shouldn't be on the basis of Sofi that it's not allowed to spread out the Talmud. Litzeyecho, litzeyecho, but litzeyecho. But litzeyecho. And even if we pass it like Rabbi Yehuda, so it's a machlokes like Abaye and Rove, so we should pass it like Rove. And Rove says that they're allowed to Rabbi Yehuda, it's awesome. So why does he say, because it's a Abaye and Rove today, so we pass it. Now, Teisves, in Gomitzia Daf Lamed, says, V'tzeichayu v'tzeicho ma'ay, davke v'shituach ksus l'voyale, v'chol v'domale, v'shemo yalichenu, שטוחו יסיע מברצחו, עד שנזכלתי, אבל בספר אמרינון דיקר בהם, אבל גב בצלחיו, כמו יצלחו, ולא יגזרינו, דילק אל ימיך השלמידי, כיבי של קוקו זמן אחד בשלישי אין, או אחד בירחיץ. So this is saying that the whole Abayim in the Gemara here, whoever is allowed, the Shem Rabbeinu, is allowed to spread out the Talmud. L'tzeichayu l'tzeicho is only l'gabi ksus, because maybe he'll live and spread out for a longer time to necessary. So that will bite to it. But the sefer, so he's killed a bit, afogav l'tzeichayu l'tzeicho. V'l'gazrino, d'lekel emeri chashlemine, kiv m'shekoko l'izman echot l'shmashinei, o y'echot l'vizchei. V'l'yum v'yutchil, וגם הוא יקרו וישלו כל נחשס Tanje, die Tanje kann man nicht damit schaffen und die Chami, auch wie Chesser die Zähne, auch wie die Zähne können wir, kippen, schau, wie bei die Kisse, Taschlisch, in die Joche, in die Joche, in die Joche. So there is. The Gemara says further that, in the riches, so he can be established, can be, if someone found the riches, copper vessels, so he can be established even with Zeyche. Why? Because it couldn't be ruined. If the riches couldn't be ruined. Couldn't be ruined. Kibn Shaudi is a Tashmish in Yochem Ovel Dikyo. This is what Teisus says. Now, and then, so from Teisus Roshnitz Mashma, that the whole Abayu is only in regard to Shituach Tzus, because in Shituach Tzus, so there is a possibility that he might leave it spread out more for a longer time than necessary, and that might ruin the debate, might ruin the debate. But in other things, when there is no discussion, maybe the object will be ruined, so then it's certainly would. It's certainly would. But how can they say that? Tesis here, Gemara here, Psochim says that that's Tolu. Let's say, Chay, let's say, also, Tesis says in so many words, here in Rav Metzia, that where it is, let's say, Chay, let's say, Chay, where it is, let's say, Chay, let's say, Chay, by things other than Shituach Tzus. So then it's certainly. But the Abaya of the Gemara is by Shituach Tzus, because we are Hishish, maybe we will leave it spread out for all the time necessary. And that might work. The record. But from the Gemara here, I'm sorry, it appears that this is Tolu in the Shaiwe of Epsher, Loi Epsher, become a Chav. So that's certainly also coming with Rav Shimon. And we pass like Rav Shimon. And the Imam with Rav Yudah, so we should pass like Chavit. So the whole thing is much. So, as far as this thesis is concerned, so we can say that what thesis means is as follows. In a Hanam, that this halacha, whether one is allowed to spread out, let's say chayyo, let's say cho, this halacha, whether one is allowed to spread out, let's say chayyo, let's say cho, so we stone in the shayle of lo yepshah come chavel, and if we say that lo yepshah will come chavel is muter al interviewed, so here it's also muter. So it's here it's also muter. So the main thesis says, that the Shutiach Ksus Niboyo, we hold on to the Shema Yalechem Shtucho, the Yisem Yosocho, Achi Miskauti, Abba Bisei Fea, Amrino Nikir, and Abba Tam Mitzaycho, Mitzaycho, Velo Igaz Rino, the Lekel Lemei Chashmimim, Kip Mishekobu Lizman Echadosh Leshevye, but the Yisrael of Gezel depends upon the Kepeda of the Bible. It depends upon the Kepeda of the Bible. So the Mele, the Pshat and Teisus is, now the Bible, if the Bible is Makbid, so then there is no help. But the Bible is not Makbid, he doesn't care if the Shem Ravide will spread it out, Litzeichel, Litzeichel. What does he care? So the binding is not marked. But if the spreading out of the beget, so might be conducive to the ruin of the beget, so then it is marked. So that's the shadow. Whether we say stasis doesn't mean that it's a shadow in the rabbon. I will say for Amrun the Kerebet, Abel Gabi Tzeichi, Kmei Tzeichho, so in other words, so Tesis doesn't mean it's the Rabbanon. Tesis means the Shaila is, in other words, the Shaila is whether The Balim is Makpi, though the Balim is not Makpi. Since there is a possibility that it might lead to the ruin of the Beged, so maybe there is a period of Balim. All right. But from the Rach and Abu Ismail, when you have said about Beged, when he says that we pass from the Chumra because it's a Balim, we leave Shekhar. So that's difficult. Now, so we have to say that in the name, this halacha of lo yefsher become a chaven alim the emes does not have any application to the isages, because here even according to Rashi, I mean in the pashtus of the Gemara in Golim Bitzir is like that, because it's not mistaber that the Gemara says boyolu mitzayi chayu mitzayi cho. The Gemara has the Abayim where the Efshar will come a Chabin. No Efshar will come a Chabin is Muta Osa. That's it. That's a Machlek as Abayim, all the other Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Shimon, everybody agrees that it's Osa. So the way we have to say that even though Lo Efshar will come a Chabin, now even Rabbi Shimon is certainly Osa. So that's in collateral. But regarding Sheol Shalom Das, Sheol Shalom Das is a Gazlan. So in other words, why does he become a Gazlan? He becomes a Gazlan because he was mishtamish with somebody else's helpings. So the melee, so here we could say that Ibn Alibid Rav Shimon, who says that Lo Yefshar become a Chavei, Lo Yefshar become a Chavei is Oseh, Alibid Rav Shimon, but in Sheol Shalom Das he doesn't become. When does one become in Sheol Shalom Das? That is only if. When does one become in Sheol Shalom Das? If he's mishtamish with somebody else's chavetz. If he's mishtamish. Now, here he is mechuyev to spread out the bed. Or to be the same. He's mechuyev to do it. That's part and parcel of the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveid. To take care and protect the chavetz that he found. So in the melee, so when he reads that from that same there, he certainly is not either an Israel Gezel, because he is mechuyev to do it. He is mechuyev to do it. Now, if he is mechuyev to do it, so then Pshat Teitzes could be. So in the melee, according to everybody, if it's not Ixus, so he's certainly allowed to do it, even if he injects another kavone. Because he injects another kavone in something that is mechuyev. So the mele, by injecting another kavone, he could not be considered a mishtamish b'chevetz chaveya for his own use. After all, what does he do? He does what he is mechuyev to. He is mechuyev to be the savior. So the mele, since he is mechuyev to do that act, so when he injects another kavone, he is also mishaving while he reads from the sefer. So he is mishaving to learn a little bit. So the melee he cannot be considered as a mishtamish in that sefer, because he just injects a kavone, an extra kavone, into an act that he is obligated to. So he cannot be considered a mishtamish. He cannot be considered a mishtamish b'chevetz chaveya. He cannot be considered a mishtamish b'chevetz chaveya. Now. But so in other articles, not shituach tzus, so he's certainly allowed. Because how can one be considered as a gazlan when he does something that is mechuyev? He just injects another kavanah. But the whole abayim is shituach tzus. Yishemo yamichenu shtucho yisam yitzicho achi yiskalki. Oh, so then, but why was the Gemara ask here? Are we Avedo Yishlechenu Royal Tabimito Royal Tabimami? We say, hey, Avo Sheitro, we say, ho, Al Tabimito, Val Tabimadut? Sheitro, we say, ho, Al Tabimito, Val Tabimadut? So is that only Ochi? We Yishlechenu Royal Tabimito Royal Tabimadut? Ben we say, ho, Ben we say, hey, So in other words, so the Gemara, before the Gemara knew of the Teretz, auf Schade Hossam die Tollere, die mich um ein Bische und mich um Dampfe, so mir meile, die Gemore, durch die Gemore was forced to deduce from this Breise, that just is in Kolakere Kure. So, we say, Loya Shalom, come having Isosea, Alim de Rapshime, and according to Rove, and according to Rove, so even a little bit of a beauty, so we got a shield from the das also. The same thing. Because the Brice says in so many words that we ish the cheno, loyal gabi mito, biloyal gabi mad, bigly tse yicho, bigly tse yicho. So the more was forced to say like that. But, so it's a kashe against a violin of a beauty. So we ish lehme, according to Rome, all right, we are not forced to say, to distinguish Shil Shalomidas from all other Yisrael. But according to Abaye, so even by Shal Yisrael it should be Muter. So certainly, by Shil Shalomidas it should be Muter, where he is Mechuyev to spread out. And still the Vice says that Nizdam Elohim, so Yishkechen Oliyah Gav Mito Vodav Manut. So you know, it's a terror, it's an awesome decolorate. Yim Mishim Eim Bishel, Yim Mishim Gavim. But I leave the MS, so we can say, since that the reason might be because of the efficient, we should doubt it. So we can say that even I leave the even according to Reb Shime, so he's allowed. And the whole abaya of the Gemara of Ivo Mitzir is maybe with Rabbonovitz also. But here, the Gemara didn't know of the Teretz. Of Shana Hosom the Kololei Mishimei Mishim Shimtamre. So really, we are forced to deduce from this Brise that even with Abishel Sholomidas, in a case where he just injects another motive in a neck that is Mechuyev, it's Abimitzel Asher Saveide. So that too is not distinguishable from all other Sumchabate. But since the Gemara gives the talents, So then it will be a kash against the Bible. But since the Gemara gives the Teretz Shana also, so maybe there is no raya from that price. If there is no raya from that price, so maybe we can say that even though a little bit of Shimon, so Loyer Shalom to Mechavim is certainly Osea, but Lidam Mishir Shalom Midas, where he is doing an act that he is Mechuyev. So even if he injects an additional kavone, so he does not make him into a mishtamish b'chevetz chavei. Now, why? Because he is doing an act that he is mechuyev. Now, this vore we see in the Rambam in Misach Shabbos. Now, I mentioned the Shittas HaRashba, that if somebody closes the door of a house in which there is a tzvi, and when he closes the door, he has a double kavone. Number one, to protect the house against the marim. Number two, to trap the tzvi, to capture the tzvi. So the Rashba says that he is allowed to do it in the Reis. And the Ram is chelik. And the Ram is chelik, not only in the case where he's mischaving for both things. But even in the case where he just is having to protect the house against Ganobi, so it's also a self, because it's a psychration. Now, the Raya of the Rashba, the Raya of the Rashba is, so he mentions in Yerushalayim, the Rashba.
Thank you.
Now the Ram is very coherent in Shabbos, so he mentioned the Shibbos Rashbo, and he is chilkan. So as far as the kasha of situation is concerned, so he mentioned the Teretz, what Shulchan Yibirim himself says. In other words, because that when do we apply the concept of psikreche, if it is impossible to do the same act without involving the melacha. But if it's possible to do the act without involving the ma'ase yiseach, so even if he does it in such a way that it involves the ma'ase yiseach, so it's also mutar. And that's the Rashi in Zvoch. The Rashi says that in view of the fact that it's possible to drop the yayin, to spit, to pour the yayin with dipping dakes, and then it will not necessarily extinguish the fire of Mizbeach. So it's mutar even to pour the wine with dipping gases. So we explain it, because the pshat of Sikreshi is that it's high nahach, it's the same act, it's not two different acts. But if it's possible to pour with dipping dakes, so that's a raya that it's not the same act. So maybe it's mutar to pour even with dipping gases. So here too, we cannot say that closing the door of a house in which accidental there is a tree is identical with the act of capturing it. I mean, that would be very unreasonable. So maybe it's not shaykh to say psikreshi or but. But then the Rashbo has a biyachidush. And what is the Rashbo? That inasmuch as this person always closes the door of the house in order to keep it protected against Ganomi, so with tzvi or without tzvi, he would do the same act. So Mimele, since the Kavone does not bring about a new and additional act, just an additional Kavone. So Mimele, it's Muta. That's like Loyev Sheh, I'll become a Chavim. But Loyev Sheh become a Chavim, so I'll leave it to Rav Shimon, it's certainly Yosef. And I'll leave it to Rav Yehudeh, so it's a Machlok, it's a Bayan Chove, and we should pass for like Chove. So why does he pass through the Tzimutah? So he said, the Shibes HaRashbi is, Enoch Nami. In Kolatele Kule, so we have Shalom HaChavu, I'll leave it to Rav Shimon, it's certainly Yosef. But, and I'll leave it to Rav Yehudeh, it's a Machlok, it's a Bayan Chove. But the Kavi Shabbos, where there is the Aloch, and the Lechas Mach Shabbos. So then, if I'll leave it to Rav Shimon, we have Shalom HaChavu, is not in Lechas Mach Shabbos. Since this act would be done anyway with this kavana, without this kavana, there is no additional act. So maybe it's not in lachas machshavas. So it's not in lachas machshavas. That's the sheet of the Rashi. The Ram is chayvet, but of course the Ram would agree that according to Abaya, even the Rabbi Yehuda, so it would be mutar in kolat erekule, so it would mutar by Shabbos holds. The Ram is only chayvet because we don't pass for like Abaya number one, and we don't pass for like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, so when the Ram mentions the Rashbo Shite, so he also says that the Rashbo's Raya is from the Yerushalm. The Yerushalm says, if it is drowning in the water, and then someone, so in order to save the tinek, so he threw in a net to save the tinek. And together with the tinek, there was some fish. Now it's the same act. So he was mishaven, so of course he was mechuyev to do what he did. But he injected an additional kavod. So when he pulled out the net, so he was mechaven not only to pull out the tinek in the net, but also the dog. So that's all right. He has no avid. So that's a good raya. That's the Rashbo's raya. So he says, Va'atam. So the Ram says there is a distinction between that case and the case of the Rashbo. Va'atam, mitnei shu'melechas mitzvah v'chei v'yono. Lefichoch אפלתי שמנסחב ומסם לוח למוח האחרס שיעשו בו בשבס התירו חכמים כדי שמידים לה בשומיניה מפועקח נפש המוטל לסחיב עלו אבל מלכס או שוס חס ושום. So the Ram distinguishes, that what he is really can be Rashba's longest. And we have to remember that the Rashba only mentions this longest to Gabi Shabbos, because he couldn't apply to Gabi Kume, because that's the Shaila of Loya Shem Kome Chavi. So I would be Rabbi Shimon Kohan will bring the Osea, and I would be Rabbi Yudis, it's a Machlik Zabai and Robin, we should pass quite on. So the Rashba only says it to Gabi Shabbos. So the Ram says, no, they are, why is it muter? And there is not, he's not even in the Rebbe Sabe Rabbonon. In other words, even Tinnik is the Be'yabino. And he flows in the net. To be married the Tinnik, that's because never. So it's a mitzvah, it's mechuyim. And there is fish also, near the Tinnik. So he's mischave, to be married in the net. That Tinnik and the fish. So then, even with Rabbonon, he's not doing any other. So why is it, is that to be distinguished from the case of closing the door in which there is a tzvi and having two kabones, one kabone to protect the house against ganovim, and the other one to capture the tzvi? He says, because over here in respect to capturing the tzvi, so it's melachas hashus, and here it's melachas chayim. Here it's melachas chayim. Now the Ram does not distinguish Shabbos from Kolatereko. The Rajma distinguishes between Shabbos and Kolatereikule, but the Ram doesn't. So if the Ram distinguishes between Meleches Hashus and Meleches Chaimo, so it's not only in Shabbos there is a distinction between Meleches Hashus and Meleches Chaimo, but in Kolatereikule there is a distinction between Meleches Hashus and Meleches Chaimo. So that's the oneness of the Ram, in other words. True, you see, if let's say one does an act that is mechuyev to do, not that he is allowed to do, but that he is mechuyev to do, and then while he's doing that act that he's obligated to do, and he's going to do it anyway, I mean, no matter what, so he's going to do this act that he's obligated to do. So, in Mele, it doesn't matter if he injects an extra kavod, because an act that without the extra kavone is obligatory, cannot become converted into a maisi yisrael just because he injects an additional kavone. If the act without that kavone is a maisi mishus, so then a maisi heter can be converted into a maisi yisrael because of the extra kavone. Certainly, I'm with Rav Shimon, and according to Rabbi, I'm with Rav Yehuda. But if the act without the extra kavone is a maisa chaimo, if the act without the extra kavone is a maisa chaimo, so then it does not become converted into a maisa yisrael because of the extra kavone. This is the Ram's longest. So in other words, so we can understand. So what we say now here, we see the Barach and that we smile says that we say chayim, we say chos, so he's also a chum, that was a bayim nifsh. So not we tira svar, but only we tira sov kitra. But the question is, here from the more yipsochim it appears, that it's throwing the whole shayle of lo yafshar kom echavim, and lo yafshar kom echavim, now even the Rav Shimon is certainly osa, and now even the Rav Yudah, according to Rav, it's osa. So we tira svar, I should be osa. The answer is, there is a distinction between the Yisrael of Yitzchak Yitzchak Hor and Lo Yafshar Mikom Echav in general, because Yitzchak Yitzchak Hor, so there is a Ma'aseh Chayimo. He's mechuyev to do that. He's mechuyev to read in the Sefer in order to prevent the ruin of the Sefer. So he's mechuyev to do that. So never since he's mechuyev to do this act, so it cannot become converted into a Ma'aseh Yisrael, into a Ma'aseh Gezel. And Chayil Shalom Midas, just because he injects into an obligatory act an additional kavod. So why does the Gemara ask? Because the Gemara, before it knew of the tenets of Shaita Hosam Mikorele, or in Bishya, or Gamde, because of Gamde, so then the Gemara was forced to deduce from this vice that there is no mistake. But once the Gemara was the Chadish of this heretz, of inhibition, gampe, sublime, there is no hecha from that vice, if there is no hecha from that vice, so we can say that in my limit of shimen. So two, generally, lo yafsheh, become a chave in his osea, but that's only when it's a maisa shoes, but here it's a maisa chaybo. Here it's a maisa chaybo, this head, without the additional motive. So it's a maisa chaybo, so the mele, it's muta, even my limit, and that is like coincided with the longness of the Ram. But the Rashba apparently did not agree with this distinction by the Ram. Because the Rashba mentioned that Yerushalmi is a rightly Zalohe, that he might see all his shoes. So it is muter, midraise, to close the door and have both kavones, to protect the house against the Novim and to get the tree. So he mentioned the right of the Yerushalm. So obviously the Rashba did not agree with this distinction by the Ram. And the Rashba held that Moleshah, if an act which by itself is a mice on the shoes, so becomes converted into a mice itself because of the additional kavone. So even an act which by itself is a maisa chayimo can become converted into a maisa yisea because of the initial kavanah. So since an act which by itself is a maisa chayimo does not become converted into a maisa yisea by the additional motive, so maybe even an act which by itself is a maisa oshish should not become converted. But then we are faced with the spirit from the Gemara Pesachim, so we have to say that Rashba applies his svara only on Shabbos. But in Palatere Kule, so the Rashba agreed. And according to the Rashba, there is no distinction between an act that is a Maisa Chayimo by itself or an act that is a Maisa Roshus by itself. So then the question arises, how can we reconcile the svara between our Gemara Pesachim and the Gemara Mometzi? Our Gemara Pesachim seems to indicate that whether one is allowed to be mishtamish in the chifetz, in the she'ad ha-chifetz of Hashem Esavele, litzeyecheinu, litzeyecho, litzeyecho yistolu, l'shayne, of li Hashem Tom Echab, so the male alim that Hashem Yishad Yishad Yosea, and there the Rach says in the Agur Yisumayim, that it's a bayin yivshede, and it appears, and Teisve says, in Momitzie, that the whole Abaye is only regarding Shittu Abeged, because we are Cheshish, maybe he'll leave it there for a longer time than necessary, that might be conducive to the ruin of the Beged, but in the Sefer there is no Shaila in the Sefer. But it should be told in the Shaila of Goyah Shalom Kamecha. So according to the Ram, we can understand. So there is no Kash. But how about the Rashba? The Rashba apparently holds that there is no distinction between an act which by itself is a Maisach Chivah and an act which by itself is a Maisach Shus. So we have to distinguish not because it's a Maisach Chivah, but because the Yisra of Sheol Shalom Das does not consist in a mere act, but it consists in being mishtamish b'chivetz chaveyah. So then, if he's mishtamish b'chivetz chaveyah, so he becomes a gazlan. So how do you become a gazlan? A gazlan one becomes only through an act of maisa gzeilah. There has to be maisa gzeilah, and perhaps even a kiyum gzeilah. So in the mele, the Rashba can hold that in the case that in order to become a gazlan, so he has to take it out of Moshe's body. Without a Maisa Zeila and taking out the chayfetz from the Moshe's body, without doing the Maisa Kiyan, he doesn't become a gazlan. So the Mele, in the case of Shimon Abide, where he's not doing anything, he doesn't take away the chayfetz from the Moshe's body, because he is doing everything that he has to do anyway. What does he do? He takes the Sefer Torah that he found, or any Sefer he found, and he opens it up and he reads from the Sefer. Let's say he found the Gemara. So he reads from the Gemara. That he has to do. He's allowed to do. whether he has to do or he doesn't have to do, he's certainly allowed to do it. So the Mele, and he doesn't do it the other way. So, by injecting the Kabbalah, he certainly does not take it out anymore from the mission fire than without the Kabbalah. So the Mele cannot become a Kabbalah. But the Gemara, so why did the Gemara bring the question? Because the Gemara is the Hanuman before the Gemara knew of the Tenet, but Shammah wasn't the Kabbalah. So the Mele, the Gemara was forced to reduce from this Vaisa, that it doesn't make any difference. That the justice as Epsha, the Lord Epsha will come and have him, he's not going to have him come in, so he's not saying he has wrong stuff. He's not saying he has wrong stuff, and he counterbreaks the Kabbalah. But once the Lord gives him the hand, he tells us, Shabbat will be called in, so then he can say, the people are living in a Shimei, the Lord Epsha will come and have him, he will come and have him, but to become a Gazlan, because a Gazlan can become only if he takes out the Hebrew from his Bible, and here, he takes it out of his Bible, but that is Beheter, and he would do it anyway. So injecting an additional Kavone does not involve and taking out of the Rishon's Bible. Alright. Now, Tosh, Meichik Sus, Meichik Kidar, und du warst schon in das Hab und Hab und der Hab und ich schon mit dem Kliatschop. Und ich schon mit dem Kliatschop. Wir hatten nur im Abschiedin, wir hatten nur im Abschiedin, we all had the Epshel with the Tzluim without putting on the Tzluz before the Chavu Yishore so the Yuvdel Imam the Masne Mishnekam and the Rove Tiyut because according to the first motion of the Imore so Rove says that where it's Epshel in the Chavu. So even now, even the Reb Shimon is asking, when is Reb Shimon Matir? No, Reb Shimon is from the Chavim. But Reb Shimon is from the Chavim, so Reb Shimon is made in the Tzotz. So here we see a Mishnah Bereshit implying that Alibi the Reb Shimon, so even Reb Shimon is from the Chavim, is mut. All right. Now let's see the Moichim Kidarko, we're talking with Chsus. They mischaving la no as we wish. They had snuin pushing she mischachak in the hill on the day. Which they come in the water. אפשר לו מסחב עם עושר אפילו רבשינו. ואם הומר, יהי שכן, שרק שתי העולישת זו, אוי זו ששומעינו בגד ג'הובה בקוואי, לא ימכרנו עם אחי, על מקוואי עם עושר מכן. זו דעסם לשני, גואז, גואז ביקשה, גואז ביקשה, how can it be said? So it appears from this issue that it's mutter to sell klein, but the we learn is that it's needed bigger job of the klein when you can only not free. So you're not people allowed to sell it. I'll be fine or something like that. We do it here. We also over that שם יאנו זה נוכרי ונקרנו עם ישראל ולויקר שיש בקוואים ביום בשנו אבל קוואים המיקה מותר בכל הנוי אצלכם so that's only if they get job at the קוואים in other words we don't know where the חוץ הקוואים is let's say it's a wool bedroom and then someone put in a piece of linen but we don't know I mean, where it is, we can take it out, and then, but it has linen, so then it's not allowed to sell it to the goy, because the goy will sell it to the Jew, and the Jew will not know that the Chutzal Klayim was of a bay, so we wear it. So it's a mien of the Jews, it's mirch, that's the inside, but not that it's also to sell to the goy. Mashayke, if it is evident, that the beggar is crying, if it's evident, so then there is no reason to the goy, because a Jew will not wear it, you'll know that it's crying. Now, so why do these Rishonim assume, so apparently these Rishonim assume that when we say that beggar Jehovah be crying, so also in Kirenu Inochi, so it's also there not because of the neighbor. But because it's osir to sell the biggest offer to him. That's how we assume, otherwise you would cash. Now the Ram, I mentioned that the Ram in whom we build the Moshe, so he has the same cash that he says. I mean lawyer share, we will come have it, so it's mutter according to the Moshe, Alim the Rabshime. So, but maybe Rav Shimon Pesachei Shevoi Yehud. So this would be the terrors that we are dealing with a case where there is no Pesachei. But in Achnam, there is a Pesachei. So the Ram says that Ligabi Yisur Anoye, so the whole halacha of maybe Rav Shimon Pesachei Shevoi doesn't apply. According to Rav Shimon Pesachei Shevoi Yisrav is Mitter, so even in the case of Pesachei Shevoi, in the Mishavim is still Mutter. In other words, there is a distinction between a Dorshi Mishavim in the Iser that involves a Maise and an Iser of Alon. So he says, that's the reason as to why the Gemara the Mishnah says, Melechik Sius, Melechik Gidah, Kol Vashon Yisrabim. But there is a situation. So according to cases, we have to say that this Mishnah has to be applied to the case where there is no situation. Let's say he's wearing already a jacket and a moon, so there is no situation whether he'll have Hanoi as a result of the additional bag that he puts on. But if there is a situation, then it's awesome. But the Ram says, in the Moshe, no, that this mission of Mechitzus Mechitzus has reference to the case, even to the case where there is a situation. But if there is a situation, why is it Muta Meir Rav Shem situation? Klayim is Yisurano. So the Bisalim says, from this we see that by Klayim, now you can raise a question. What's the pshat in Klayim? Klayim is only Chayim and Yisur of Klayim if there is an Oyes Lodishe. So what kind of a din is an Oyes Lodishe? Does the Yisur consist in the Baisur Lodishe? But Hanoi is a Tnai. In other words, only that kind of of the Levisha that involves an oath. It's only tonight, for example, like Yisurei Achille. So, is the Yisur Achille Now, so he's saying if you should look at that from some if he's not in it, so you go out there and don't accept him for some follow up by it's what I'm in the rice. So it's what I'm in the rice. Does it mean that the Yisra'ahile is an Yisra'ahile? No, Yisra'ahile is not an Yisra'ahile. Yisra'ahile is an Yisra'ahile. But Hanoi is it not an Achile? In other words, if he's not Nehene from the Achile, then it's not the real Achile. So it's only Gnai. So it could be, the same thing could be true of Gnai. That Gnai essentially is an Yisra'ahile. The Yisra'ahile says in the Yisra'ahile. But Hanoi is it not. In other words, it's not a real vision if he doesn't have a lower power. If he doesn't enjoy it, I mean, if he has no, if he doesn't derive any annoy from the vicious Avegah, so it's not a real vision. So the annoy is only in night, but he said the Vaisa Avegah consists in the vision, not in the annoy. Or the Isaiah consists only in the annoy. The Torah doesn't even ask a vision. The Torah answers Hanoi's vision, not the vision. Hanoi, that's the essence of the Isa. Not revision is the Isa, but Hanoi is revision. So from the hand, it certainly appears that the Isa is not the Isa of revision, Hanoi being denied, but on the contrary, that the Isa is a Isa of Hanoi's revision. It's an Isa of Hanoi's revision. Not revision, but Hanoi's revision. Because if the Isa had been an Isa of Levishe and Amoye would be only Nari. So then, how could the Ram apply this halacha that Rav Shimon is not made the situation in Yisra'ahile? This halacha that Ram mentions in connection with Yisra'ahile, let's say, Miriach, Reach Shalanoi, Reach Shalamizor, Reach Shalamizor. So then, we don't say, like this, the pshat of situation is that situation is considered mischavi. Because if one is mischavi, whether we explain situation on the basis of a special aloha, that when one is mischavi to do act number one, and act number one entails act number two, so the kavone he had in respect to act number one is attributed to act number two, or we explain the aloha of situation on the basis that situation means that it's hein hach, it's one act, it's not two separate acts, but that's only shayach if it's a nisa of maisa, drinking, it's a nisa of anoye. So we couldn't say that if he was mischavim to do act number one, and act number one necessarily entails anoye, so the akavone he had in respect to act number one is attributed to anoye. And we certainly couldn't say that an act and the anoye are hein hach. Let's say two acts which always go together, and one is always imminent in the other, so then you could say it's one act. Let's, in other words, when you chop off the head of a yitzipe, so one act is hainahach with the other. Mashenke, an act, a maizeh, and the adoi. So you cannot say that it's hainahach, you cannot say that going, that the act of going, of walking on the van, and the act of inhaling fragrance of Arizona in the Tanakh, just because coincidentally there happens to be a fragrance on the van. So, but that's only Shayer if the Yisra is an Yisra Anoi. But if the Yisra is an Yisra Levishin, and the Anoi is only Gnai, so we certainly couldn't apply this concept of the Ram. So the Ram Shita certainly is that it's not a Nisa of Levishe, it's a Nisa of Anoes Levishe. So the Mele, the Yesh Teim, it's not the Yesh Teim. The Yesh Teim, they hold the Deget Shabbat Bikwayim, the Kerenu Nochri, is not because it's not based upon the Kneida. It's not based upon the Kneida. But since the Nisa Levishe, is a Nisa of Anoes Levishe, so the Mele, it's even if somebody else is Levish and has a noise Levishe, so it's also. That's the Shita of the Yeshtein. Of course, it's a Shita Tchuy. But it's not that the Yeshtein held that Klein is also a noise. The Yeshtein will also agree that if you want to sell a package of Klein to someone who is going to make paper out of the package of Klein, so then it's something with them. But when you sell it to a goy, and then how is it going to use? It will be shit. So in other words, so from this selling of the beged, so fine, hagoyes levishe will result. So this kind of hagoyes levishe, even if it will be hagoyes levishe by somebody else, not by the person who sells it to the goy. So it's also. So that, so Ashe is matredechit. This is a shitetruye. But even the Einstein did not for a moment assume that Brian is also Baloye, in the same way as was of a hollow of Brian Karen is also Baloye. The Einstein only assumed that in view of the fact that the Isa Levishe is a Isa not of Levishe as such, but an Isa of Baloye's Levishe, so even making somebody else have Baloye's Levishe is also. And that, the Rashi region. Alright. Now, so the shita of the Rami is that Klaim is a Nisa of Hanoi, and it's not a Nisa of Levishe. Now, so if, and according to the Rami, so if as a certain Nisa is a Nisa of Hanoi, so then Domashim Mishavim is Mutter Libri Fitzipsikresh. Now, if the Nisa is a Nisa of Mais, but it involves the Hanoi, so then, on the contrary, it's more humble. So we say, Chlobi Mamisasik, Chlobi Varayes, Chayev Shechinen. So there is no heter of Domashin Nishavim of Misasik because of that. But when can we apply the principle of Mamisasik, Chlobi Varayes, Chayev Shechinen, which is not limited only to Chlobi Varayes? We saw from the cases in Sanhedrin that it could apply to Shomi Sumishvatir also. Even where the Anoye is not part of the Maisavir in any way, not even the Rechnai. So, but it's because, as long as there is Anoye in a certain Maisavir, so the Mele is not considered Misasa, and he's not considered in Misrav, if he's there. But that's only Shayer, if the Avele consists of the Maisavir, let's say Chom Barayas. So, does it mean that the Isa of Barayas consists of the Anoye? The Isa of Arias consists of the Maisas, of the Maisa of Bisashos. But the fact is that there is Anoy. The Isa of Chlovi, of Machomes Asures, consists of Anoy. The Isa is an Isa Achille. The fact is there is Anoy. So then we say, Hamisasi, Chombarayas, Chayim Shechenele. Mashinkin, where the Isa consists of Anoy. So then, the deal of Misasi does apply to a larger extent. That even that as long as he's in the Mishavim, even if the Psychiatrian is considered Mishavim. But the Chobim Barayah, so the Aveda does not consist of the Anoye, the Aveda consists of the Maisa of Bias Asures, the Aveda consists of the Maisa of Mahoes Asures. But it has Anoye, since he's doing the Maisa Yisrael that involves Anoye, so maybe it's not Mishavim. So Al-Pudim is considered Mishavim, even though in Tzies he's not Mishavim. Mashem came where the Isa consists of Anoye, so then the deal of Misase certainly applies, and even to a larger extent. That even where is a secretion, so it's still considered a Misra. Alright, so the Shite of the Ram is that Klaim is a Nisa, is a Nisa Anoye, it's a Nisa of Anoye's Levish. And because of that, so we say the Mashem is Muta by Klaim, even if there is a secretion. Now, Tesis in Shabbos and in Yumen, the Rosh in Shabbos, mentioned the name of the Oruch, that the Oruch himself also has the same Tashma. Meichitzus, Meichitav, Uvilvachal Yisravei, so the Oruch has the Kashe, but made the Rabshin and the Psychration of the Oruch. So, under the Shemi mentioned the name of the Oruch, that the Oruch says, the reason is why the Mishnah Klaim says, Meichitzus, Meichitav, even though it's a psychration, because it's a psychration of a Yichbes Lev. It's a psychration of a Yichbes Lev. Now, so we have to understand the Shita of Dor. Now the Ram says that the reason as to why Mechitzus is Mechitzus, even though it's a psychration, is because Klaim is in Yisra'amoye, and by Yisra'amoye, so in Doshin Yisra'am is Muter, even if it's a psychration. The Oruch says that the reason is why Mechitzus is Mechitzus, even though it's a psychration, is because it's a psychration of Yichbes Lev. What's the definition of psychration of Yichbes Lev? The definition of Tikhashim Nichbas Leib means in and out. If you look up in the Mishnah, in the Rashba, in the Rambam, in the Miri, when they discuss the Shittas of Tikhashim Nichbas Leib, so they say, Tikhashim Nichbas Leib, Tikhashim Nichbas Leib. So, by definition, Tikhashim Nichbas Leib means he doesn't have any annoy. Now the question arises, so if he doesn't have any annoy, so the Ram says that the whole Nisar, that the whole Nisar of Klaiut is a Nisar of Hanoyes Levishe. So how, and that's the reason as to why we say, Mechik Sus is Mechik Gidarko, who Vacho is Chava, because he's not Mishava, even though it's a Psychration. Because by Yisur Hanoye, even if Psychration is considered any Mishava. But, Monefsheh, because the Oruch says that the reason why it's Mutter is because he's not Nene. If he's not Nene, so even a limited Rebuli should be Mutter. The Yisra is an Yisra of Anoyes Levishe. If he's not Nene, so he has no Anoyes Levishe. If he has no Anoyes Levishe, so according to everybody, it should be Mutter. According to everybody, there's no Anoyes. So it is obvious that the Oruch is Chilik Anoyes. The Oruch is Chilik Anoyes. And the Oruch holds that one can be either the Yisra climbing even without Anoyes Levishe. According, so the Oruch is at the other pole of the Ram. According to the Ram. So the whole Yisra of climbing is a Yisra of Anoyes Levishe. Not of Levishe as such, but Anoyes Levishe. According to the Oruch, the Yisra of climbing is a Yisra of Levishe. And Levishe as such. And even without Anoyes. Even without Anoyes. So he's even a reason. Because the Oruch says that the reason is why Rav Shimon says, Mechisus and Mechidakon is because it's special Yichus. He's not Nen. So according to Rav Shimon, it's Muter, according to Rav Yude, it's also. But if Hanoi is a necessary element in the Israel of life, so even Rav Yude should be made of this move. So we see that the Shittas Oruch is just the reverse of the Ram. According to the Ram, So Hanoi is not only a necessary element, but it's the essential Yisrael. Not just the type. And according to the Oruch, there is no such element, such prerequisite as Hanoi. And it's not even necessary as it now. He can be even the Yisrael without Hanoi. Even without Hanoi. But the Gemara in Yevamos says in so many words, that by flying there is Anoyah. The Gemara, in Yevamos Adalad on the base. So the Gemara raises the question, why does the Torah have to mention Veget Kilayim Shaktis Vigala Alecho, and then we seal Bashaktis. Why both? So the Gemara says Srif. How do we Srif? That's Dalim and Beis. Because of Rachman and Yalu Alecho, Ava Amine Kol Derech Halo Yosa Rachman. Vafilu Meich Eksus. Vafilu Meich Eksus. Because of Rachman and Yalu Seal Bashaktis, do me a bit of Vishye. These be Hanoi. Because of Rachmon and Silvas, have I been a dark and Levisha and not a shadow also? Have I a lawyer lawyer? Because of Rachmon and Yahweh. So the Gemara says, that if the Torah mentioned only Yahweh, so I would say, call there a halo yosea, even Melech Exus without a lawyer. Because of Rachmon and Silvas, Shatnitz, do me a do Visha, these be anon. So the Gemara says, do me a do Visha, these be anon. So when is Klein was there? Only when there is Anoye. So if there is no Anoye, so it's not Osea. So even when there is Rabbi, it should be Mutea. So how can the Oruch say that the reason that why the Mishnah says, Mech Exus, Mech Gidalko, is because it's Kresha Mech Meslai, Boi Nehne, so there is no Anoye. So it's Muta Legamre, even according to Rabbi Yude. Why only according to Rabbi Shimon? So we have to say that the Pshat in the Oruch is, When the Gemara says, do me a do vishe, these be Hanoye. So what does it mean by Hanoye? Chibur. According to the Oruch, it's not a prerequisite of Derachamoye, but Derachim. Derachim. In Yerodeye, in Yuches Kwaye, so there is Shinawe. You find in the two Yerodeye, in the Trishe, and in the Taz, in Sin Shinawe, you find the Machlekes between the Trishe and the Taz. Suppose you put down a package of wine, but the package of wine doesn't warm you, it cools you. Sometimes the package cools you, not warm. So the Trishe says, that you're not able. The Taz is fake. The Taz is fake. In other words, according to the Oruch, so when Gemara says, the course of Rachmono is Silva Shapu is meaning the vision of the Anoye, it doesn't mean Anoye. Anoye means enjoying it, but here the Gemara means Derachim. Only if it's Necham the person, not if it's not Necham the person. Usually, if you are warm, if the beggar warms you, so you have Anoye. But sometimes, let's say you wear it's July and you wear many clothes and then you put on a very heavy coat of wine. So it's behind you very well. But you don't have anoye from it. You have pain. So there's a difference between the chimum or anoye. So according to the Ram, anoye means anoye. And according to the Oruch, Gemara says, do the Gurubishe, if the Anoye, it doesn't mean Anoye. It means the Rechimu. The Rechimu. So, Mele, that's why Toshma Michik, Sus Michik, Gedar. Let's say they want to avoid the Mechas. So, they put on an extra baguette, and I suppose that the law, the Muchsim, is that from any baguette that one wears, you don't have to pay tax. So, let's say it's somewhere in July. It's 19 degrees, and he puts on a coat, a heavy coat, chokwai. So it's the Rechimu, but is it Michalei? It's certainly not Michalei. He's in pain. So this is what the Mishnah is reference to, such a case. Michal Sus Michal Kedavon, let's say he's heavily dressed already, and then he puts on an extra coat of wine. So it's a psikhreshe, but it's a psikhreshe, no yichmas like. But the question is, one of Shechim is not nene, so in the culture of beauty it should be osa. The answer is, the prerequisite is not a prerequisite of anoye, it's a prerequisite of that. So we have a machlekes between the Ram, and though, according to the Ram, it's a halacha of anoye, and according to the Oruch, it's not a halacha of anoye, but it's a halacha of Rechim. So when the Trishe says, when the preacher says that if the baggage of wine cools the person rather than warm the person, so then it's not osea. So that shite, the Taz is mazik on the preacher. But the shite of the preacher is in line with the shite of the old. In other words, that when Gemara in Yevamah says, do ye do fishe bees be hanoye, so it means the rachim. So, many times, or perhaps most of the time, so one coincides with the other. If it's Mechamim, if it's the Rechimu, you have Anoye. But sometimes, let's say if it's very hot, and you are heavily dressed, so then, it one does not necessarily entail the other. So, in such a case, the Mishnah says, Mechik Sus, Mechik Gidavon, Uvivacho Nisrav in Mechamot Neachamot, Uvikshom in Mitrei, Uvikshom in Neachamot. Alright. So that is the shite of dog. Now, so we have three shittes. Taste the shite is that when does the Mishnah say Melech Sus Melech Gedalkon in a case where there is no obsecration? In a case where there is no obsecration. So how will we apply the case of Melech Sus Melech Gedalkon and where there is no obsecration? Let's say he doesn't know, let's say, because it's warm, it's not. So he's not sure whether he'll have anoye or he will not have anoye. Alright. And the Ram, he says that Mechik Sus Mechik Darken is reference to the case where there is a situation. But climbing is not in itself the Vishya Sarch, it's in itself anoye. So even if there is a situation, it's still considered in Israel. And the Shita Baruch is that the Mishnah says Mechik Sus is Mechik Darken. matches from the Hamke Achamer, who we shock in the Achamer. So that, so it is reference to the kids who is for Yichbeslei. And this is one of the rights of the Oruch, that the question of Yichbeslei is Mutter. So according to the Oruch, we have to say that it's not a prerequisite of Hanonis and Vishay, it's a prerequisite of Derech. Now, there is another child here in this Gemara. The Gemara says, here in the Gemara Kamei, and we know here, in many places, that the reason is why the Mishnah says Mechik, so it's Mechik in Arkon, is because it's Dov Hashem Yishabim, it's Dov Hashem Yishabim, but when is something Dov Hashem Yishabim, if it's not Yishabim to do that mice. But in this case, Mechik Sus Mechik in Arkon, is he any Yishabim? Why do we have to resort to the concept of tikkun? Even without the concept of tikkun, here it's Mishabim Amish. Well, he sees that the tax collector is coming. So what does he do? He immediately puts on the coat. And the coat is white. So when he puts on the coat, what kavanah does he have to do? What kavanah does he have when he puts on the coat? He certainly has kavanah to put on the coat. So it's Mishabim Yubish. Why is that considered a Mishabim? That's Mamish Mishabim. That's Mamish Mishabim. That's Mamish Mishabim. Now, let's say, suppose someone will make a hold up another person and they'll tell him, now, if you don't give me your money, I'll kill you. And he kills him. And then he'll say, I was Mishabim on the money. My purpose wasn't to kill him. I just wanted to get the money. But he had the same thing. He was mamish mischavim to the ladies in the head. But the purpose of what did he try to attain with this levisha? To avoid, to evade the tax. But it's mamish mischavim. How can that be considered a doshin mischavim? Now, so you'll say, since if, let's say, there had been the Awahe, so let's say, if there had been the Awahe, that the Levisha's wife is also under all circumstances, whether he has a body or he doesn't have a body, whether it is there, or it is not there, under all circumstances, when one downs a begging of crying, so he's able to Yisera, so then it would be considered mishap. But the Yisera of crying doesn't apply to all circumstances, all situations. Suppose he doesn't have a Aliyah from the Levisha, then he's not Eve. If it's not the Rechimum according to the Oruch, so he's not Eve. Now he is not Mishabim to have Chimum. He is just Mishabim to put out. Let's say when somebody, let's say, wants to go outside, and it's cold, and he puts on a bed. Why does he put on a bed? Because he doesn't want to be cold. So he's Mishabim to be Levish the Rechimum. So then it's Mishabim Amish. Mashenke, where he sees the tax collector coming, and he puts on the coat, the tax collector, so it is mechamim, but he is not mischamim to have chimum. He's mischamim just to evade the tax. So mele, it's considered Dovashim mischamim. That we have to say. But so then a big chiddush will follow. That in other words, that Mishabim doesn't mean only that he has to be Mishabim to do the act, the physical act. In other words, if, let's say, a certain act has a certain tzuah, so when is he called Mishabim? Only when he's Mishabim to the tzuah of that pulah. Suppose he'll be Mishabim to the pulah and not to that tzuah, then it's considered a Mishabim. So the Salami says, on that point there seems to be a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. Then you more afraid to say, yes. You more afraid to say that from a base, the last line, Omer Abude, how we do it, Milmaio and Matosho, Milmato and Milos, Milmato and Milos. So we do it means, let's say I'm young, if you're allowed to make a fire. So suppose you want to put out to create the lads of wood, and the floor, the material is fully fired. So no matter my wall, so he's just, let's say, put one lag of wood here, and then we have another lag of wood, another lag of wood, another lag of wood. That's us. Why? Because that's their opinion. That's the way of building a house. First you put the foundation, and then you put one board, and then on top of that board, another board. So it's their opinion to pile up lots of wood, no matter my law, from the bottom to the top, is their opinion. But no matter what matter, it's mutual. Suppose you first put one lot of wood, then you put another lot of wood as you hold it in your hand, and then you turn one and turn one, and you start from the top and you go down to the bottom. That's not their opinion. So that is mood. The chayim, the biyase, in eggs, you want to lay out the eggs. So to put out the bottom layer of eggs first, and then the second one, that's ourselves, the opinion. But first, to hold one layer of eggs, and then put another layer of eggs beneath it, the marum up its mood. So Rashi says that it's Rabbi Yehuda and Itane who agree, who pass things like Rabbi Yehuda and Itane, that Dovashim is Chavon is Otha. Vashem ki Mudi, that we pass for like Vashimet, Dovashim is Chavon is Muter. So Miduke is allowed, is Muter, even no matter the mind. Because the Dovashim is Chavon. So this is Chavon Rashi, and he says that this is Alubi Nehil Chesed. Even Alubi Nehil Chesed, it's not because of you, the homes like Rabbi Yehuda. It has nothing to do with Dovashim Yisrael. Dovashim Yisrael means what he was not Yisrael to do the mindset. But here, when he puts down the lot of wood, the bottom layer, then the second layer, then the third layer, the fourth layer, then he puts down, he lays the bottom layer of eggs, and then the second layer of eggs, and the third layer of eggs. So he's Yisrael to do that mindset, which is Merzik Yisrael. So, but he's not Yisrael, it should be like a different. So that's Mishavu Mamesh, that's not the Roshim Yisrael. That's not the Roshim Yisrael. So, in other words, so Rabbi Sudeh says, Rabbi Salevi, we have a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. And that child, what does Dov Roshim Yisrael mean? Does Dov Mishavu mean he must be, if he's Mishavu, to do the Purek, even if he's not Mishavu to the Tzume of the Ek? To the tzura of the pullet, to the result, just to the pullet. So it's considered mischavim amesh, or mischavim means he should be mischavim to the tzura of the pullet also. So according to Rashi, mischavim means he should be mischavim to the tzura of the pullet also. According to Tesis, so mischavim means only the pullet, even if he's not mischavim to the tzura, as long as he's mischavim to the pullet. So the Misalim says, now here Mechik Sus Mechik Tidam, what is happening? So Bishmai may come to Rashi and we can understand as to why it's considered a Mishab. Even though he's Mishab to put on the coat, Shalpayim, but he's not Mishab, it should be the Arachim. Mashiach can call the cases that Mishab means Mishab to the Pule. Mishab to the Pule, even if he's not Mishab to the end result. To the tzura of the pool, but just to the pool is considered mischavim mamesh. So over there, why is the thing mischavim? Jew is not mischavim; it should be derachim. But the derachim doesn't involve any extra act. The act consists of putting it out. That is mischavim to do. So it's mischavim mamesh. So if we agree with Tesfos, so then we have to say like the Ran in Bishalim says. Like the Rav Chum, that by crying, so the Hanui is not just ignite, but that's the essence of the Issa. So the Mele, since the Issa consists not in Levishe Derech Hanui, but the Issa consists in Hanui's Levishe, not Levishe Derech Hanui. So the Mele, that's the Pule. The Hanui, that's the Pule. Because the Issa essentially consists of Hanui's Levishe. So if he puts out, if he's mischavi to put out a coat, but he's not mischavim to have a noise for me. So then, he was mischavim to do the pulo asuro. The pulo asuro is a noise. The pulo asuro is a noise. Let's say, now a noise from a result. So I suppose, you know, you want to produce a fragrance of Amizore by burning certain spices. And suppose you'll be having to burn the spices, but you will not be having to inhale the fragrance. So then you'll be called Yisrael, because the Yisrael does not consist in burning spices. The Yisrael consists in enjoying the fragrance. So here too, even according to Teisves, the Dorosh in Yisrael doesn't mean that you have to be Yisrael to the Tzure. So that's only Shayach if the Maisav really consists in a certain Pule. But the Pule has to be their opinion. So then Mr. Teisves says, as long as he was mischaving to lay it out that way, no matter my own. So he's considered mischaving. Mashenkin here, what he is, a consists in a noise condition. And he was mischaving only to be waving, she was mischaving to Ramoye. So he's considered mischaving. So he's considered mischaving. And then the Rishaini will say, but the Rishaini will actually come to Ruch. Whether they agree with, we're actually coming to Ruch, the Rishaini who agree with all. So they must say that by climbing it's not an Isra'el. On the contrary, that by climbing it's an Isra'el Levishi. But the Levishi has to be the Achim. So all those Rishayim who agree with the Oruch will have to agree with the Shita of Rashi that Mishavim means not only you should be Mishavim to the Pule, but he should be mischaving to the tzume of the Maizeh also, to the tzume of the Pule as well. All those Rishayim who agree with the Oruch must agree with the Shita of Rashi. This is what Ramsiyah says, but it's all. Now we are faced with a certain difficulty. Now, what is the Shita Sarambam? The Rambam So the melee you should pass him that mechik sus is mechik idalka, who will watch him is having the hammer. So let's see how the Rambam mentions the double religious pride. If there is a good milk is pride, I want him to press. So the Rambam says, will you watch him cry in my head, va filo al gabi asor of godin, she ime min aneyu klum, va filo la vriya chesamechas, in the love of Shkinoi. So the Rambam says, that it's also a little bit by Mavriya Chesamechas. But the question is, what? The Dorosh in Mishavit? Now the Rambam does mention the Aloche of Mechik Sus, Mechim Kidalko. But that he mentions in connection with Aloy. The Rambam distinguishes between Aloy flying and Levishas flying. Vekit Kalayim Shabbos Li Aloche and we see the Shabbos. So it's two separate issues. One issue is to be malekai. What is malekai? Let's say you cover yourself, you go to bed, and then you cover yourself with a blanket that is quiet. So you are even allowed to rise. You're even allowed to rise, even though you're not leaving. You're only malek. And suppose you just put a sheet that is quiet upon yourself for a moment. den hat man in Beschäftigung, die don't wear it, so ja eben. So there is a misere of Rivisha Shabbos, and there is a misere of Ubege, Kelayim Shabbos, Yala Lecho. So the Rambam mentions this aloha of Mirchisus, Mirchikid Alkon, only in connection with Aloha's Kelayim, but not in connection with Rivisha's Kelayim. In connection with Rivisha's Kelayim, so in Pirkid, Mirchis Kelayim, Aloha, Yitres, he says, Bekeresh, Lehiu Mashal Kelayim, Labriach Sameres, Vimno Bashkelaik, but he mentions Tefriksus, Tefrikidavo, Vajri Israel. So the Gesud Mishnah says that when Rambam says in Alochet Zayin that it's muter, the Mishnah says it's muter, he only means that Derech Haloye it's muter, but Derech Levishe it's awesome. Halevishe means something that is worn on your roof by itself. You don't have to hold it. Let's say, but suppose you take a sheet and you put it over your body. So I mean, you spread it out like this, and you hold it in your hands. That's a lot. That's not the sheet. Or you lie down on the couch and then you cover yourself with a sheet of crying. That's not the sheet. That's a lot. So when we say Mechitzus Mechitzalka, it's only Ma'aleh upon himself. So he takes the sheet and he puts it on the couch. But if he wears it, Derech Malbush, so then it's also Ma'aleh. It's also out there. So in other words, so the Gesud Mishnah says, so this is what the Gesud Mishnah says, that the Rambam distinguishes between Revisha and Aloha. Now, what does the Rambam do with Gemara in Yevamos? So the Rishalim says that the Rambam explains the Gemara in Yevamos that Dalel as follows. Oh, the Gemara in the Kashi, why do we need to psukim? Beg a kilayim, shakis, li alo lecho, and also misuba shakis.